ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 23। अतस्तु विकुर्वाणात् रजः सत्त्वोपबृंहितात् तमः प्रधानस्त्व अभवत् द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियात्मकः। महतः ऑफ द महत्तत्व तू बट विकुरुवाणात् बीइंग ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड रजह द मटेरियल मोड ऑफ पैशन सत्व द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस उपब्रिंहितात् बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग इंक्रीज्ड तमः the mode of darkness, pradhanah, being prominent, tu, but, abhavat, took place, dravya, matter, jnana, material knowledge, kriya atmakah, predominantly material activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Material activities are caused by the Mahatattvas being agitated. At first, there is transformation of the modes of passion and transformation of the modes of goodness and passion. And later, due to the mode of ignorance, matter, its knowledge and different activities of material knowledge come into play. Purport, material creations of every description are more or less due to the development of the mode of passion, rajas. The mahatattva is the principle of material creation, and when it is agitated by the will of the Supreme, at first the modes of passion and goodness are prominent, and afterwards the mode of passion being generated in due course by material activities of different varieties becomes prominent, and the living entities are thus involved more and more in ignorance. Brahma is the representation of the mode of passion, and Vishnu is the representation of the mode of goodness, while the mode of ignorance is represented by Lord Shiva, the father of material activities. Material nature is called the mother, and the initiator for materialistic life is the father, Lord Shiva. All material creation by the living entities is therefore initiated by the mode of passion. With the advancement of the duration of life in a particular millennium, the different modes act by gradual development. In the age of Kali, when the mode of passion is most prominent, material activities of different varieties in the name of advancement of human civilization take place, and the living entities become more and more involved in forgetting their real identity, their spiritual nature. By a slight cultivation of the mode of goodness, a glimpse of spiritual nature is perceived. But due to the prominence of the mode of passion, the mode of goodness becomes adulterated. Therefore, one cannot transcend the limits of the material modes. And therefore, realization of the Lord, who is always transcendental to the modes of material nature, becomes very difficult for the living entities, even though prominently situated in the mode of goodness, through cultivation of the various methods. In other words, the gross matters are Adi Bhutam, their maintenance is Adi Devam, And the initiator of material activities is called Adhyatmam. In the material world, these three principles act as prominent features, namely as raw material, its regular supplies, and its use in different varieties of material creations for sense enjoyment by the bewildered entities.
Om Tat Sat.
Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaishi Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Jayapataka Swami Nidhanamini Hare Krishna. We are continuing our reading of The Cause of All Causes, the chapter, Canto 2, Chapter 5. So today we are reading about material activities are caused by the Mahatattvas being agitated. At first there is transformation of the modes of goodness and passion, and later due to the mode of ignorance, matter, its knowledge, and different activities of material knowledge come into play. Here is a description of evolvement of creation. That is, right till now, it is sort of not exactly dormant, but slow activity. We have been seeing for the past 2 days a description. Pradhana is dormant material nature and ingredients. And then we discussed how Krishna, by his glands, impregnates living entities. Then, through the agency of time, he also agitates the material ingredients. And then, now we are seeing how the three modes of material nature are being activated. And the three modes of material nature are setting everything in motion. And here you are seeing that it's mentioned out of ignorance, out of the three modes is ignorance. Tamas is born, matter, its knowledge, and different activities of material knowledge come into play. Prabhupada is explaining very brilliantly, technically, in the purport, what is the essential meaning of material activity and what governs it. So for material activity, like we discussed yesterday, that this is mercy of Krishna. Material activity is actually not required. But because the living entity becomes attracted to performing his own activity away from the association of the Lord, the material world gets manifested and it becomes arranged, filled with matter, material knowledge, and material activity, so that the living entity can actually perform his so-called illusory activity and try to eke out some juice from that, from material rasa, from that. So how amazing is that we take this whole creation so seriously and we become so seriously entangled. And we, you know, go through great amount of sorrow, misery, and happiness, all illusory. All actually illusory. But we live in that world, and we take that very seriously. That's the amazing thing. And the intricacy of this creation and the way it is manifested is described. And all this hard work for the sake of sustaining our illusion. Even Krishna has to work in order to give you that material rasa. That's amazing. So much of stuff is being done. The huge material manifestation for the tiny living entity to enjoy his material rasa. You see. So, understanding this moot point is very important. It is for our sake. It is for my sake that Krishna has manifested this creation. It is for my material pleasure that Krishna has manifested this. But actually, it's not required. Actually, we can go back to the spiritual world and remain in our constitutional position, serving Krishna and enjoying in the spiritual realm, simply to accommodate our nefarious desire. Krishna has manifested this. So that's why this is a background information we should understand. That's why when we say that material knowledge comes from ignorance, in the material world we call it knowledge. Knowledge means something new, enlightening. And in the material world, it is enlightening in an illusory way. This is where the Isopanishad describes vidyamscha avidyamscha yastad vedo bayagum saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva. There is avidya and vidya. There is nescience and proper knowledge. One type of knowledge, that is nescience. Andam tama pravishyanti ye avidyam upasate tato bhuya ivate tamo. It takes you to deep tamogun, deep tamas. What? Avidya. If you cultivate this jada vidya, jada means matter, science of matter is cultivated, then it will take you down to lower realms of ignorance. Andam tamaha pravishyanti. You will enter very low levels of ignorance. Ye avidyam upasate. Those who actually culture this type of nescience. Knowledge of matter is born from ignorance, is mentioned here. And if you culture it, you will go into low levels. But just see, amazing. Our whole society is built on that. And we are so busy sending our kids to those educational institutions. Please culture knowledge of matter. Learn physics. Learn chemistry, biology. Learn how matter behaves. What's Newton's law? What is that law? What is this law? And then you become an expert in that. Then you get Nobel Prize. And all this with one shot in the Bhagavatam says all ignorance. What a lot of effort we are putting into it. And we will know this and continue to do it also. That's another amazing thing. You see, that is another type of tamas. That you know it is wrong and continue to wallow in the wrong. It's nice. I know it's wrong, but you know. This is a regular thing people come and tell you. I know it's wrong, but I don't know why it's so good. Quite often people come and tell you that, Maharaj, I know this is not correct, but why am I doing it? You see, this is tamas. This is the meaning of tamas. Tamas means you know it is wrong and still you do it. Rajas means you don't know what is wrong. I mean, you mistake right for wrong and wrong for right. Sattva means you know what is right, what is wrong, and you do the right. Sattvam, what is it? Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukasangena bhadnati. That prakashakam, he is able to see what is right and what is wrong. Tamogun means you know it is wrong and it's anyway what to do? Everybody is doing it. Let's do it. This is the material world. So in spite of us knowing that our child is culturing the wrong knowledge, many devotees send their children to karmi schools. And helplessly they say, what else can we do? We need some other education. We need to keep them engaged in learning. It's true. And we can see at that point of time what a great responsibility we have to set up an education that will help people to understand spirit as opposed to matter. Not that we reject completely material knowledge. But you cannot understand material knowledge unless and until you have understood spiritual knowledge. Your material knowledge is not complete if you don't understand spirit. That's why Krishna is telling Arjuna, one who knows matter and spirit, he is one knowledge. Isn't it? Where is that said? By Krishna? Where is it said by Krishna? In the Bhagavad Gita. In the 13th chapter, Krishna says, Kshetrajyam apicham viddhi sarvakshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetraknyor jnanam yattat jnanam matam mama. Matam mama, my opinion, Arjuna, is that one who knows matter and spirit, he is in knowledge. Right? So our material education is pure matter, which means ignorance, which is born out of ignorance. If you hold matter alone and material knowledge alone, you will just be engrossed in ignorance. But Krishna is suggesting and saying, it is my opinion that if you study matter and spirit, then you will be in knowledge. So we are not persons who are, you know, perpetrating the idea that nothing to do with matter, only we are spirit. That's also wrong. That's also wrong. We are saying that in order to study matter, you should be knowing spirit. You should be knowing your spiritual soul. You should be knowing spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, you can't even study matter completely. You won't even know matter completely. This is our premise. So we don't reject material knowledge. To live in this world, we need to know things about things around us. We need to know our body, which is matter, mind, intelligence, everything we need to know, and then navigate to the final destination. Right? This is what is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. So that is why we have to definitely provide an alternative understanding, education, that takes into consideration our material requirements, plus at the same time hitches us to the ultimate destination. See, so knowledge being ignorance is something very interesting. The Bhagavad Gita states that, Bhagavadam states that, many Vedic literatures, in the sum and substance of Vedic literature, it's mentioned that pure material knowledge alone is complete ignorance. And that's what we're cultivating. So imagine the great contribution of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that steps inside and he denounces pure material knowledge cultivation and he introduces knowledge of spirit. And he says, we can live a better life, we can live a better material life by understanding this. So that's why study of creation helps you to understand that this material dravya, possessing it, messing around with it, and studying it, and enjoying it, all these things are actually in the mode of tamas. Your ignorance. As long as a person doesn't know that he is spirit soul, and this material world is actually a combination of matter and spirit,
యావత్ సంజాయతే కించిత్ సత్వం స్థావర జంగమం క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయోర్ సంయోగాత్ తద్విద్ధి భరతర్షభ. కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్, అర్జున, వాట్ ఎవర్ యు సీ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ స్పిరిట్. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయోర్ సంయోగాత్ తద్విద్ధి భరతర్షభ. యు మస్ట్ నో దిస్. So how can you understand the reality of this material world if you studied only matter? You should know spirit. So spiritual knowledge is very important. At the same time, Prabhupada has also told us, no, spiritual knowledge alone is not important also. That's the next interesting subject matter. Matter, jada, jada vidya, avidya. You must know spirit. This is an answer to the materialistic scientists for their understanding of reality. Said, no, if you don't understand spirit, you don't understand matter, and you won't get a pulse of the reality. Fine. Then, devotees of the Lord, they don't stop with just spiritual life. They go beyond spiritual life into devotional life. Spiritual life is a very fundamental aspect of transcending matter. So, spiritual knowledge, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita too, knowledge of Brahman. Fine. Madbhaktim labate param. Brahmabhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankshati. The material creation, fine, inside the material world, but beyond transcending the material creation is your spiritual self. You become situated in Brahman. You know, I am not matter, I am spirit. But that is not enough. After that, madbhaktim labhate param. After that, you develop devotion to me. You become qualified to understand the spiritual realm. Then after that, you can now develop devotion to me. So in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, you have a whole range beyond Brahman, right up to pure devotion to Krishna and the devotion of the gopis. You see, what to speak about, suppose you draw a graph. I think a lot of you are familiar with drawing a graph. It's got a 0-0 coordinate. It's got a y-axis and a minus y-axis and a x-axis. If you say the minus y-axis is actually from down below, everything about material life, then you come to 0-0, it is Brahman. Let me say 0-0 is Brahman. Just about cleared matter. Then from 0-0 onwards, positively up, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayora Dasa Dasanudasa. Lord Chaitanya is speaking about it. Right on top. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, you have a whole gamut of things beyond Brahman realization. Spiritual knowledge is very fundamental. 0-0. Just cleared. Cleared the negativity, the minus axis. 0-0 coordinate is Brahman realization. And after that, you start getting to know many. That's why it's mentioned, Lord Chaitanya is saying that explanation for that verse, Vimukta Manina, saying that a person who is just Brahman realized, who has got spiritual knowledge, he is still in a dangerous position. He can fall down again. Patanti adaha jishmat angraya, because he has not yet tasted the lotus feet of the Lord. Devotion at the lotus feet of the Lord has not yet been tasted by him. He is skating on thin ice. He will fall down. And then vimukta manina, it says, he thinks he is liberated. Vimukta manina, he thinks he is liberated. Prabhupada gives a great example. He is saying, you wake up in a dream. In a dream you are sleeping, and in the dream you wake up.
amazing illusion should be.
You're dreaming, and in the dream the alarm rings and you wake up. But actually you're not woken up because it's a dream. So Prabhupada explains, Vimuktamanina means these guys think that they are liberated. They're not liberated. They'll fall on. Tvai ashtabhavat avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is not clean yet. See, so much for spiritual knowledge. The dangers of just spiritual knowledge alone. You still not cleared it. You're skating on thin ice. You can just fall down anytime. And you may think you're liberated. So spiritual knowledge, the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, right? They are all on a tottering platform. If they did not develop love for the Supreme Lord, that's why Krishna is saying, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, after that, beyond that, is so devotional. So knowledge is like this, Jadavidya, material knowledge, sensuous knowledge, Bhakti Vinod Thakur explained. Knowledge of matter, sensuous knowledge, spiritual knowledge, then devotional knowledge. It's about Krishna. So all these things that Krishna creates, we think in the material world, we honor people with that knowledge and say, oh, he's great, he's done this thesis on this, and you know, he's written a whole thesis on the reproductive characteristics of two scorpions in Siberia, or something like that, Nobel Prize for that, or some small thing. You're right. And then, you know, the guy comes out with thick specs and glasses. He's been sitting inside for ages and reading this one thing and become an expert in that so that next life he'll be one as a scorpion. And he gets a Nobel Prize and he goes thinking he's done a great thing. It's complete nonsense, actually. But you will see a simple devotee. He does not have any of this knowledge. But he knows Krishna is everything. Even if he did not know Krishna is everything, he has some natural love for Krishna. Krishna says he is far greater than any of these other people. Krishna moves towards him because of his devotion. Devotion to Krishna captures Krishna. That person who is in the background, who is not even taking part directly in creation, because I said he's a very sophisticated enjoyer. Prabhupada says Krishna has got nothing to do with the material nature. He doesn't even touch it. Prabhupada is giving an example that material nature is one of those mistresses of Krishna whom he treats separately and doesn't associate with. He's giving an example. He's such a mistress whom he doesn't like to personally associate with, but he deals with in an indirect way. So this is Krishna's outsourced operation. He has expanded himself as Vishnu. Vishnu Stutrini Rupani. Vishnu Pravishyanti Tad Vishnu. It's called Vishnu because he enters Pravishyanti. He enters the material world, matter, down, deep inside. Like you pull out an aerial from a transistor or a recording device or a receiver or something. One inside the other, it moves out. Like that, there is Mahavishnu from inside that, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu from inside that, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. He penetrates in further and further. Andantara Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. He enters the atom. That's Krishna. He becomes Vishnu. In the material world, he becomes Vishnu and enters. And he is present inside matter, inside the atom. Everywhere Krishna is present. Pervades. That is his feature as Vishnu. And that feature is not considered by Gaudiya Vaishnavas as something very important. Though, when they see it as Krishna, then they are completely enamored. But devotional knowledge, although Krishna has penetrated matter and there is material knowledge, still knowledge of devotion to Krishna and then exercising that devotion to Krishna is topmost. Is topmost. That's why the gopis, they know all this knowledge. But they don't think it's very important. The fact that Krishna is Supreme God also is not very important to them. that for them Krishna is not God. The first statement is, Krishna, you may be God. We don't care about that. I mean, really speaking, it doesn't matter to us. We simply love you and you belong to us. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra and he saw the gopis, he was in regal clothing. He was with all these chariots and with Kshatriya dress and everything. And when he told the gopis, you know, I am the Supreme Lord, I am in the heart of every living entity. He told whole Bhagavad Gita to them. They said, we don't need to hear from you all this. We don't need all this. Please, let's go to Vrindavan. That's we don't even want to know you are God. I mean, we know it, but it's not important to us at all. That's why in the Gopika Gita, you can see, Krishna says he is overwhelmed by the chastisement of the gopis. The chastisement of the gopis is so sweet to hear, more than the chanting of the Vedas. That's glorification of me. Amazing. Why? And they're telling him that, you know, antaratmadrik, you are situated in everybody's heart. And you are great. You are, you know, the Lord. And you have many devotees who preach about you. You know, Burida Jana, they are very great, wonderful. But you are a cheater. Pati Sutanvaya Bratir Bhandavan Ati Vilangyate Anti Achyuta Gata Gati Vidastavod Gita Mohita Kitava Yoshita Kastya Jainishi Kitava. O cheater, how you can treat us like this? After telling that he is situated in everybody's heart, you are a god, then they openly say, you are such a cheater. You told us to come in the middle of the forest. You blew your flute and this is what you are doing to us. I mean, they just don't care. You are God and all that. But great, oh my gosh, he is God. I mean, I cannot say all that. They boldly say what they have to say because you overcome by love for Krishna. Then we are speaking so much about creation. With one swell swoop, they said Brahma is a foolish guy. Atati yadbhavat ahnika nanan truti yugayate tvam pashyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakridrisham. They said, who said, guy, Brahma, he doesn't know how to create. We are discussing creation, such great detail. With one verse, one word, they said, he's a foolish creator. Why? He doesn't know how to create properly eyes. Each time we blink, we lose that much darshan of Krishna. Right? This is jada udikshada, means jada, is material brain. He's got no brain. What a statement. Jada udikshata, they are so, and I, you know, they are completely agitated by Krishna not being present. So they are just cursing Brahma, useless guy. He didn't create properly and you are another cheater. Why don't you appear in front of us? They are overwhelmed with their love for Krishna. It far surpasses any type of knowledge. You see, this is supreme. This behavior of the gopis, Lord Chaitanya is mentioned. This is the topmost worship. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Taddham Vrindavanam. We worship Krishna in the same mood as the gopis. Ramyakachit Upasana. How you should worship Krishna? Like the damsels of Vrindavan. Vrajavadu Vargena Yakalpita. Follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Which is a proof of that? Srimad Bhagavat. It shows the great special devotion of the gopis to Krishna. This is highest knowledge. Knowing Krishna and knowing his devotees' association with him and the relationship with him, and how Krishna is completely, you know, overcome by the mood of love of the devotees, especially the gopis. That aspect of Krishna, that's greatest knowledge. Then what to speak of taking part in it, like the gopis do. This is supreme knowledge. This knowledge was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, He gave this knowledge to everybody. Even to Mayavadi impersonalists like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The tendency of most people when they read all these things, creation, also note down and minutely studied when Rajas, when Tamas, this happened, then senses came, then the demigods came, and then the sound, touch, sky, ether, that, this, everything. Oh, I've studied, I know how things are going on. But still you get flummoxed with many things in the material world. When Rajas and Tamas attack you, then you get bewildered. All your knowledge goes away. Yeah. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, he said, this is a good person for me to research on. This first thing he thought is, as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath and fell down in ecstasy of love of Godhead, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was present there. And the local guard actually went to beat Lord Chaitanya for doing, what do you think you're doing, is, you know, lying down here in front of the Lord. And he forbade him. And then he was amazingly attracted to the form of Lord Chaitanya. And then he forbade him and he said that this person looks very special. He looks first very beautiful, amazingly attractive. And next, he has got these symptoms on him that normally will appear on somebody who is a very great personality. He studied Shastra so much, he knows this is happening to this person. I want to research him, take him home. He took him home for research. And then at home, nobody around, he held a cotton swab to his nose. Let's study. Oh, there is slight movement. That means it's true. And he's studying him. But how is it possible that in a normal human, this type of thing will appear? That should come. He knows everything. But he doesn't accept. He's not able to accept and understand that he's a Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya afterwards was determined to give mercy to such a person. So there's an amazing, the Supreme Lord in his ecstatic mood of devotion, and a dry person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which simply wants to do research on Lord Chaitanya, is not affected by his love, devotion or anything. He is arguing with Gopinath, his son-in-law, who is saying that Lord Chaitanya is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's staying in your house, but you're so stupid. You are such a jada. You have no understanding of who. Then he said, what proof is there that he is a Supreme Lord? What's the proof that he is? He's just intellectual, determined intellectual. He asks him, and then, what proof is there that you know he is a Supreme Lord? Then he says, the fact that I know he is a Supreme Lord means his mercy has descended on me. That is a proof. And you don't have that mercy, that's why you think he is just another person whom you can research on. That is a proof. And this way he argues with Gopinath. And then he says, no, where is he from? And he understands that he is a sannyasi initiated by Kesava Bharati and his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He said, Sri Krishna is okay, but Chaitanya means second class sannyasi. Not good. He's continuing his research. Chaitanya means second class because in Shankaracharya is this thing, blah, 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 blah. Chaitanya is given to a brahmachari who is assisting the sannyasi. Therefore, he's a second class sannyasi. You tell him, I can do this purificatory ceremony and everything to make him first class. The yajna, homa and all that. If he wants, you can tell him, I'll make him first class sannyasi. This is how he tells him, I know all the shastra to do that. Then again, Gopinath Acharya gets angry. Lord Chaitanya requires no reformation, no purificatory process. You don't understand who he is. You're so unfortunate. The Supreme Lord is sitting in your house and you're doing research on him without understanding him. And he doesn't agree. He keeps smiling at Gopinath Acharya. He's a determined materialist. He's doing his research through the Vedanta. Then he tells, okay, call him. Let him go. Let us go for darshan. He takes him to the temple and he says, listen, you're a sannyasi. Before that, Lord Chaitanya tells him, you are like my father. You have given me shelter. When I was, you know, through great struggle, you have given me shelter. So whatever you say, I will listen to you because you know my welfare. And Lord Chaitanya's mood, so pleasing, so sweet. And he was just drawing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inside. By his ample love, he was drawing him in. However tough guy you may be, I am going to melt you. It drew him inside, and he assumed a right over him. You're a young sannyasi. Don't do all these things. First learn the Vedanta. So he took him to the temple. And then he said, sit down. And he gave, he's so good, he gave a asan for Lord Chaitanya because he's a sannyasi. But he's very young. But he's much older. He sat on the ground. And he gave all due respect to sannyasi. He paid obeisances to him, everything. But he said, but you don't know Vedanta. So he sat down, I'll teach you Vedanta. And made Lord Chaitanya sit down. And Lord Chaitanya sat down and assumed his brilliant form. And Sarva Bhattacharya had the amazing opportunity to associate and look at Lord Chaitanya and teach him Vedanta. And as he was looking at him and teaching him, he was falling in love with him more and more. Although he had this, you know, dull knowledge of Jadavidya from the Vedanta, he was teaching the Lord Vedanta. And after 7 days of association like this, he said, what are you simply sitting down there like this? What did he say something? For 7 days you're sitting, I'm speaking, you don't say anything. Say something. So that I'll know where I am in my education. Right? So Lord Chaitanya said, I am capable of understanding the Vedanta. But just that I don't understand the way you explain it. Very mildly, very nice, sweetly he put it forward. So what do you mean? You don't understand? And then he started explaining to him what Vedanta is. Lord Chaitanya said, Vedanta is, you know, directly the Lord himself. It doesn't require any explanation. You should take it as it is. There's no necessity to have this type of explanation. What you've explained is wrong. And he gave a wonderful, sweet explanation to him that completely changed Sarvam Bhattacharya's idea. It clicked in him the real understanding. And he knew, you must be that Narayana. You must be that same person who has propounded the Veda. And he paid obeisances to him. And he was in amazing ecstasy, and Lord Chaitanya gave him darshan as Krishna. Both with his flute and in his four-handed form. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was in great ecstasy. Then he knew, this is real knowledge. The Lord himself has appeared to teach me this. If he was not merciful on me, why would I be able to learn this? How will I be able to learn this? So he understood Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is the essence of the entire Vedic study. And he has come in front of me. He has come to my house. And he has given me his darshan. And this must be his mercy. Then he completely changed. He fully changed. He paid obeisances to the Lord. And Krishna was, Lord Chaitanya was so merciful. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya bought Jagannath Prasadam in the early morning and knocked the door of Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, as soon as the door was knocked, he got up saying, Krishna, Krishna, which he would never say in the morning. Because the association of Lord Chaitanya is so much Krishnaized. And in the morning he got up and said, Krishna, Krishna, and got up. And hearing that, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased. Through the window he could see Sarvam Bhattacharya getting out of his bed. And he opened the door and paid Shashtanga Pranam to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, I brought this prasadam for you. Then instantly he sat down along with Lord Chaitanya, opened the prasadam and ate it. No brushing his teeth. No washing himself, just got out of bed and chanted a shloka. He said, a person, pure or impure or whatever he may be, if he sees prasadam come in front of him, he should simply immediately honor it. He quoted the shloka and ate the prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya became so happy, embraced him. And both of them were in great ecstasy and they danced and they chanted. This is devotion. If you had known knowledge, you'll say, excuse me, I can't take prasadam. I have to take my bath. I have to do my achaman, everything. Even though it's Krishna who has come to give you the prasadam. This is mundane Vedic knowledge. Right? So in this way, Lord Chaitanya liberated Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was a hardcore materialist in one sense. He was so-called spiritualist, but complete Mayavadi type of a philosophy he had. and Lord Chaitanya promoted him. So therefore the only way for materialists to get understanding, for spiritualists to get understanding, is to get associated with Lord Chaitanya's movement, to get associated with Srila Prabhupada's books. And the knowledge that they get is the highest sophisticated knowledge, which Krishna personally gives as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has never been available to anybody. Krishna has personally come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is giving this knowledge. Simply if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will become qualified to understand this. But if you didn't chant, even though you read it, you'll be sitting and speculating like Sarvabhauma was doing. Who is this? Put a cotton swab. Even Krishna comes, you will not know. Because Prabhupada says, Krishna reserves the right not to expose you to that knowledge. So if you chant Hare Krishna, then by Krishna's mercy you get to know. Knowledge that we have in Krishna consciousness is not by our effort. It's a revelation. We chant Hare Krishna, we perform selfless service to Krishna, then we open Prabhupada's book and read and you see, ah, now I understand why it's like this. Krishna gives you the realization, which some great scholar, Vedantic scholar may not have. That's why Kavi Karnapura has sung a nice verse. He said, oh, glorious is that period, that golden age in Kali, that period of Lord Chaitanya, when illiterate people will rise up and defeat the educated people. By following Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Because that revelation comes to them simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So don't underestimate this knowledge that you get in the books of Srila Prabhupada, which crystallizes in you wonderfully because you chant the holy name and you follow the order of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That knowledge is very special. It cannot be easily got by anybody. The greatest of Vedantists like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he didn't get it, Lord Chaitanya came and personally blessed him. That blessing is available to everybody through the books of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That's why it's so important to distribute these books. You know, whether a person knows or does not know, if he touches it, he reads it, boom, it affects him. Because Lord Chaitanya's potency is fully there in it. That's why Prabhupada asks us to study these books. So our business in the Krishna conscious movement is by the books, for the books, of the books. It's a new government. It's a book government, Prabhupada's book government. So our business is to study these books, distribute these books, teach these books, live by these books. Right? This is knowledge. We don't go by Jadavidya. We don't have to know how material nature operates and things like that. As a byproduct, we'll automatically come to know those things. They are a byproduct of devotional service. If you need to know, Krishna will present it to you and you can understand that very easily. Whatever you need to know for your devotional service, Krishna will arrange it. And there are so many devotees who do many different types of services for Krishna and they pick up all sorts of knowledge on the side. And that's not important for them. They want to please Krishna. Is Krishna pleased? Then my knowledge is perfect. Right? So in this way, Prabhupada has done the greatest service to humanity by giving them the topmost knowledge of devotion. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. I am 5 minutes or 8 minutes beyond time. 8:45 I should finish. Right, any question or any comment? Right. Yeah.
Looks like the Krishna's lotus feet is evident in Lord Chaitanya as well.
Pardon?
The Krishna's lotus feet.
Yeah.
Has certain auspicious markings.
Yeah.
Are the same markings also in Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet?
I think some of them are there. Some of them are common, a few. I don't remember immediately. You mean similarities between the lotus feet?
I was just sort of thinking if he's the same personality then that we would be embedded in the lotus feet of Krishna as well.
Well, Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet definitely have distinctly different markings than Krishna's. You can see that in the print of the lotus feet. You have Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet have got distinctly different markings. Some one or two things are common, but they are different. You're asking why it is not the same? Huh? I can't answer that. I really don't know the science to that extent to be able to say why it's different. Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but he is in the mood of Radharani. Radha Suvilita Bhava. He is tasting Radharani's. So in one sense he is different. He is in an ecstatic mood of a devotee. He's in the ecstatic mood of a devotee. Whenever he was told that he was Vishnu, he was Narayana, he said, "Oh, Shushu, Vishnu, Vishnu, a person can never be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entity is never equal to the Supreme Lord." He would say that and run away. So his role was different. Okay. Pardon? Sure you can. But whether I can answer it or not is another thing. Well, why not? Yasva atmarati revasyat atmatriptascha manavah atma eva santushtah tasya karyam na vidyate. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that knowledge of the self, that I am spirit soul, I have nothing to do with this body, I have nothing to do with this material existence, I am free. That knowledge itself is greatly enlivening and enjoyable. Spiritual knowledge that I am spirit soul is, you can get spiritual satisfaction and happiness. So they all revel in that. But a devotee of the Lord is not interested in his own spiritual satisfaction. Atmendriya Preeti and Krishnendriya Preeti mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Atmendriya Preeti Tare Bole Kama. Don't remember the verse pretty well. Krishnendriya Preeti is called Prema. So devotional knowledge means beyond spiritual knowledge. Means I don't want to be happy on my own and enjoy my own spiritual status. I am a part and parcel of Krishna. I am a servant of Krishna. Therefore, I will serve Krishna and make Krishna happy. Seeing Krishna happy, I am happy. Krishikena Krishikesha Sevanam. You see? So there are a class of people who are spiritual and they are elevated beyond matter and material under, contamination. But they are sitting and enjoying themselves. You must understand that. Beyond that is devotee. A devotee is not interested in enjoying his spiritual life, his spiritual status. He wants to serve Krishna. He's a devotee, a spirit soul is capable of rising to that level beyond his own spiritual enjoyment to the enjoyment of Krishna. That is why Krishna is telling the gopis, I can't repay you for your love. Simply be satisfied by your love for me. There's nothing more than that I can give you. It's the topmost. Since you have captured that so wonderfully and you're 100% devotees and you can only think of me all the time, you be happy with that. That's all there is. right? But a spiritualist, when you say you're a spiritualist, is different from saying you're a devotee. That's why in the modern world you see spirituality without God is very popular. Understand? Okay, material life is bad and all that stuff. Then they've come up and these Mayavadis and all of them, they promote themselves. Spirituality sans God. That's very popular. And that is why it's not popular with devotees. If there's no connection with Krishna, there's no use, even in spiritual life. They don't care for a spiritual life that has got no connection with Krishna. That's the meaning of a devotee. In fact, a holistic, wholesome spiritual life means has to be with Krishna. Dhyana vastita tatkatena manasa pashyanti am yogina. Always sees Krishna, always meditating on Krishna. Because Krishna is so attractive. And how can you leave the most attractive Krishna and lead your own selfish spiritual life, enjoying your own this thing? So there are people like that. The four Kumaras and even Shukadeva Goswami were enjoying that. We don't call them actually Mayavadis. They are Brahmavadis. They're situated in Brahman. The Mayavadis have, beyond Brahmavad, they have also done a mistake of saying something about Krishna, which is not true. But the Brahmavadis, they have progressed beyond matter and they have not committed an offense against Krishna. And that's why when the four Kumaras smelt the tulasi from the lotus feet of the Lord, they became attracted to him, his qualities. Atma ramaschamunayo nirgrantapi urukrume kurvanti ahaitukim bhaktim ittam bhutta guno hari. The guna, the qualities of Hari, they became attracted to, and they elevated themselves from that Brahmavad position to higher position of a devotee. Right? So there are people like that. They will stay in that position, but the Bhagavadam says it's a tottering platform. You cannot stay for too long. Prabhupada says it's like an astronaut. You can take off, but you have to land somewhere. So the Brahmavadis are like astronauts. They will either come back down or they have to stick to the lotus feet of the Lord. They have to land somewhere. So that's why we have respects for these people who are situated spiritually nicely. But we know about things beyond that too from Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Maharaj, you helped us visualize with the graphical interpretation of how materialists and spiritualists are situated. We understand the material, the matter itself is limited in its very nature, so it's easier to study matter, whereas spiritual science being highly subjective or rather beyond sensory and intellectual capacities, is highly subjective. So my question is, while you're pursuing spiritual education, studying the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, how can we make sure that our subjective inference about what is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam is in sync with what is intended for us in the message?
See, the attitude of study in the material world is we want to conquer knowledge. We want to get to know it and then use it and then control it. That's a tendency. You don't get spiritual knowledge, you can't try to control it. It is manifesting itself by the mercy of the Lord. You can't study and read the whole thing and capture spiritual knowledge. I know people who know in Kerala 18,000 shlokas by heart of the Bhagavatam and they have to go and smoke. How sad. You know, all the 18 shlokas, they do Bhagavata Saptaha, and then in between, wow, oh, finish 9,000 shlokas, let's take a break. Yeah, I mean, you have not understood it. So the tendency to try to control lordship, you can't do that with knowledge. You can read all the stuff and by heart it, still you will not understand it. Because the key is with Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Because this spiritual knowledge is about knowing Krishna. Only a devotee will know me. Yavan yaschashma tatvatah tato mam tatvato jnatva vishate tat anantaram. If I decide, I will give him full knowledge and he will enter into me. Vishate tat anantaram. He can enter into my existence. You see? So, love for Krishna, only through that you can go near to Krishna. Krishna is a very sophisticated person. He deals only in love. He is Rasaraj. He is topmost, you know, object of knowledge. Jnanam jnayam jnana gamyam. So if you want to achieve Krishna's favor, then you have to start with humbly presenting yourself. That is why the Shastra says, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. That's why learning in spiritual life means first becoming humble. Humbly submitting yourself to the Guru. And then serving him first. Then ask questions. Then you'll be capable of understanding it. Once you've purified yourself with humility and humble service at the feet of the Guru, you become qualified to understand the subject matter. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, you can learn it by heart and you can chant 101 shlokas and become a great chanter with your mouth. Vedavada ratha partha, Krishna says. Those guys, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. They are all under the three modes. Even learning of the whole Vedas and chanting hymns and being Brahmanas and everything governed by the Vedas. You may be even in the goodness platform, Brahmana. So what? You can't take off. So as long as you think you want to control knowledge and have it in possession, then you miss the point. You cannot get it. So devotion to the Lord has got its own, you know, system that you have to take it from a pure devotee of the Lord. He can benefit you with bhakti. And then when bhakti manifests, automatically all knowledge comes. As mentioned in the Bhagavatam. What is it? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayochita hai Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. Ahaitukam. Without any cause and reason, it will come as a byproduct of bhakti. Jnanam and Vairagya will manifest as a byproduct of your devotional service. So Jnan is not really very great, but still we have to read Prabhupada's books and understand and chant Hare Krishna and awaken our bhakti. For that, it's part of sadhana. Jnan is part of sadhana here. So that we can awaken our bhakti. That's the way to get spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge by humility and by devotional service. Not by learning by rote. Mug up everything and, you know, show off. It doesn't come like that. Any other question or comment? Yeah. Therefore, Vishwarupa Darshan was not something very special. Because he showed it to Duryodhana also. Prabhupada says Vishwarupa Darshan belongs to the material world. It's not there in the spiritual world. It's a manifestation of Krishna's opulence. Krishna is showing his material opulence. And that was the request of Arjuna. He showed to Arjuna. Yeah. Krishna's Shyamasundara darshan is the topmost darshan. Okay? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nittai Gaura Premanande.